You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The new parliamentary session was kicked off with the King's Speech. Now, the speech itself is prepared by the government but delivered by the monarch, outlining the government's plans for the forthcoming session. Roisin Jacqueline from RNIB joins me now to discuss RNIB's reaction. Roisin, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, David.
So a lot to get through, some positives from the speech, some negatives, I suppose, as well. Give us an overall overview of the speech then.
Yeah, you're right. So in there were some really welcome commitments in the King's Speech. And we had commitments to strengthen the rights of disabled employees, which we really welcome. And there were health measures to increase the age at which people could buy cigarettes, which could really help reduce the risk of sight loss. And we had kind of a focus on removing barriers and opportunity for young people and making sure the school system's fair for every child. But like you said, there were some kind of big gaps and things that we thought were missing from this King's Speech, which were really important for blind and partially sighted people. And we didn't get the detail that we wanted on the government's plans and what's needed to kind of reform and properly resource adult social care. And another big gap, we heard a lot throughout the King's Speech on kind of increasing living standards, but there was no mention of how the government would be delivering a fair benefit system.
Interesting that smoking coming up into it, because that is a big cause of AMD, so it's welcome to be part of the King's Speech.
Yeah, it's something we're really supporting, and I think it's building on the work of the previous government. So yeah, a really positive one. We also had in the King's Speech a prioritisation around mental health. The Mental Health Bill said that it would be modernising the Mental Health Act. So it's something that we'll really be kind of hoping to work with the government. And as the bill's taken forward, we'll be really pushing and calling for eye care professionals to have that mental health training that they need, so they really are equipped to kind of have those conversations with patients around mental health and spots kind of the signs of mental health.
Now, one of the things that has been covered extensively over the past few years is the cost of living crisis and how that can affect not only blind and partially sighted people, but people the country over. What was mentioned about that?
Yeah, that's a really important point to raise. So a lot of the focus was kind of how the government could kind of increase people's living standards, with a lot of focus on kind of how more people could be supported, get into and thrive in work. So like I mentioned, there was really important commitments on kind of strengthening the rights of disabled employees. We had two really important bills, one that enshrines the right to full and equal pay for disabled people, and another gives more rights to employees more generally, including the really important provisions around making flexible working the default from day one, which we think is really important. Also really positively, there was the draft equality bill, and this is going to put a requirement on larger employers to report on the pay gap between employees who have a disability and non-disabled staff. And we think this could play a really important step in closing the gap in employment levels that exists between kind of disabled people and the wider workforce. But like I mentioned earlier, there wasn't kind of an important part of kind of making sure that everyone's living standards is making sure we have kind of that fair welfare system, but there wasn't this mention. So this is something we'll continue to be raising with the government to really make sure that benefit levels are set at the right levels that mean blind and partially sighted people can live in dignity and meet the extra costs they face with sight loss.
And finally, Roisin, is there anything else in the speech that is going to impact RNIB's campaign work going forward?
Yeah, there's a few things I could mention. So there were a few transport bills which included commitments on reforming public transport. So we had the Better Buses Bill. So this will give local leaders the ability to create local bus franchises. And similarly, there's the Railway Network Bill, which will create a single body to deliver and manage the railway network. So this is something we'll be really kind of monitoring closely as this legislation is taken forward. We know that for blind and partially sighted people, public transport can be really unreliable. So we'll be really pushing for the bus and the railway network to provide a consistent service. And it's really important a part of this kind of accessibility is at the heart of what everything that's taken forward. And we'll also be making sure that any local franchising doesn't kind of move away from previous legislation on audio announcements on buses. And we also want to make sure that kind of the National Rail Network continues to provide assistance to disabled passengers.
Also in the King's Speech, a lot of stuff on new homes as well. Accessibility-wise, like, how does that all tie in?
That's a really good point, David. So there was the Planning and Infrastructure Bill, and this intends to kind of streamline the process for approving kind of national infrastructure. And a big part of this will be kind of the ambitions around building kind of both new homes and new towns. So we'll be looking quite closely at this. And seeing how we can engage as these plans are kind of taken forward to make sure kind of accessibility is at the heart of the designing and planning process. And another one, just to mention in terms of accessibility, though in the King's Speech, there was also the Digital Information Smart Data Bill, and this aims to have more and better digital public services. So it could be an electronic system that we could use for kind of registering births and death. So again, this is something we'll kind of be looking at closely and seeing how we can kind of best engage to make sure kind of any digital public services that are kind of developed work for blind and partially sighted people.
And finally, Roisin, if our listeners want to find out any more, where can they go?
Yeah, if people want to head to our website, you can read a bit more. We've put together a digest of the King's Speech. If you head to rnib.in/KS24.
Roisin Jacklin from RNIB, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, David.